Hi, Elle. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi. So nice to talk to you, too.
So you called at the perfect time because I was just creeping on your Instagram, and I saw something about Aunt Bob piercing somebody's ears. Who's Aunt Bob?
I'm Aunt Bob. My family are, in the nicest way, hillbillies, and where my family lives in Ohio, I mean, Bob is like the dude of Ohio, I guess. So me and my brother call each other Bob, and my brother just recently had a baby. So I'm Aunt Bob.
Aw. Well, congrats, Aunt Bob.
Thank you.
I have a similar situation. I call my sister Uncle Krista, but that's just because she got drunk at my wedding.
Oh, nice. Like an uncle would?
Exactly. So Aunt Bob is doing piercings, and in the video it's mentioned that you actually worked at a tattoo shop or a piercing shop?
I worked in a tattoo shop. I never pierced anybody. You can get anything online. And so one day I wanted other holes in my ear. And so I just happened to have a piercing gun. And then we were drinking the curs. And I just ended up piercing everybody's ears.
Those are always the best nights. So you're going to be here at House of Blues May 7th. Could I get you to pierce my ears?
Yeah, I can't promise that it won't get infected. But yeah, I'll pierce you.
I love it. It's a date. That sounds fun. So you got your piercer on Amazon. You already said you drink the curs, and we're all guilty of making drunken purchases. What's the best/worst thing you've ever got? Because I just got a pair of, I'm doing finger quotes, leather pants in the mail.
Leather pants? Probably my pinball machine.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, but now it takes up a lot of space, and I regret buying it, but now I don't know what to do with it. But I did have a lot of fun.
What's the theme?
A 1950s Bali, and it's circus ones in the 50s. It's awesome.
So I know you and your fam are super tight. And as mentioned, while I was creeping, I noticed that your mom was a doula. So if you were to ever get knocked up, would your mom deliver the baby?
Hell no.
Because it'd be weird, right?
Yeah, it would just be weird. And like, I want my mom there for like my mommy support, not doula support. I don't know. My mom has given me so many lessons in life. The last thing I want is for my mom to be teaching me to do the scariest thing I would ever embark upon.
I mean, my mom can be in the room, but she needs to be on the same side as me and not down there where the doctor is.
Right, yeah. and I feel like a doula relationship is something that's it's so important, and it needs to be someone that relaxes you. And even though my mother is my hero and I love her and would do anything for her, sometimes my mom doesn't really relax me. So I would need someone that can really keep me calm.
We won't tell her you said that.
Yeah, don't tell my mom.
So while you're out and about on tour, what are you listening to? What are you doing in your off time?
Well, I just had knee surgery. So unfortunately, a lot of my off time is filled with physical therapy. And so right now I'm icing my knee. And so my off time consists of, I have a Nintendo Switch. And so I ice my knee, I do a lot of stretches, I Nintendo Switch, but the last record that I got in Georgia was a band called The Nude Party, and they're pretty cool, so I've been listening to that record a lot.
All right, I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, they rule, they're cool.
So if you just had knee surgery, are you hobbling around on crutches?
No, I'm off crutches. I'm trying to get my limp out of the way and just walk normally, but I actually dance more than I've ever danced ever on stage. So weird thing happens, endorphins kick in, and I kind of shake my little tush for like 75 minutes. Hey.
You shake the spirit.
I shake the spirit, yes.
Well, since you've been to DFW before, we're obviously excited to have you back. Is there anything that you have to do when you roll through town? I know you're recovering from surgery, so you don't get to escape a lot, but is there anything like food-wise, maybe Tex-Mex or barbecue, like a restaurant or anywhere that you just absolutely have to go when you roll through the Metroplex?
I have to have queso.
Yes.
It's the best queso in the world in Texas, so I just eat it by the bucket.
Amen. I would take a bath in queso if I could.
Oh my gosh, me too. You know how people do like mud wrestling or like jello wrestling? My dream is to do queso wrestling.
Now, I would actually pay money to see that.
Right? I know. You could eat, you could wrestle, it'd be great. Dip some chips in it while we're wrestling, it would be amazing.
That's awesome. Okay, so we have plans then. When you get here on May 7th, you're going to pierce my ears and we're queso wrestling.
Honestly, that sounds like an awesome day.
Will your leg be better by then?
I mean, I'll raffle. Yeah.
I'll raffle. All right. I want Aunt Bob to come out and play.
Aunt Bob comes out after a few drinks.
See, now you're speaking my language.
All right. Well, yeah, you'll meet her. She's wild.
Well, we're excited. The new album's great. Shake the Spirit Tour comes to town. House of Blues, May 7th with L. King and Barnes Courtney. You can get all the details at lking.com. And thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Thanks for chatting with me. I can't wait to come through.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, girl.
Okay, bye.